Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Hey, well, good afternoon. It's good to be with you today. Thanks for hanging out with me. We've got a lot to get into today. In fact, I hope you'll stay with me. I know every once in a while we're going to stop and just remind you it's our last pledge drive of the year, but I do have a great program set for you. I'm looking forward to talking with you about a lot of different issues, including there's a new book out by a neuroscientist. He's a neurosurgeon, actually, and it's A Catholic Guide to the End of Life. And I want to take a look at near-death experiences, those who cross to the other side, what happens at the moment of death, how we're judged. Should be a fascinating conversation. Plus, if you have somebody away from the faith, this is a show for you. We're going to take a look at what we need to do to get them back. And if your marriage is in trouble, too, holy cow. I just came across an article that is absolutely stunning, stunning when it comes to some of the latest data. I'll bring you up to speed on that more. But before we begin, let's pray. All right, let's turn to each other right now. Let's turn to the Lord right now, and let's join together and just ask Our Lady's intercession for your needs. And let's ask for blessing on this particular apostle. There's some great premiums we'll tell you about in a few minutes. But let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lady, we turn to you as Mother of Mercy, as our spiritual mother. And I pray for all those who are united to me right now, those who can hear my voice. And I give you their needs and their wants and their desires. I entrust to you the great mission that your Son has set before us here at Relevant Radio. And we ask your powerful intercession as we pray. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I've been calling upon Our Lady of Palestine. And I'm very careful about that word, because people might think it's anti-Israel. It's not. Palestine was the area in which Christ, you know, preached. And I was actually made a knight of the Holy Sepulchre on the Feast of Our Lady of Palestine. That's why I often invoke her. But, you know, we need to pray, because all across the U.S. right now, there have been violent calls, right, for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. I turned on the news this morning. I didn't watch a whole lot of news yesterday. I could not believe the optics. Did you see this? I don't know if you had a chance to watch the news or not. Thousands, and I'm telling you, thousands of protesters gathered at the White House. They were right in front of the gates over the weekend, waving Palestinian flags, a lot of them shouting, Allah, you know, Allah Akbar, which means, of course, God is great in Arabic. And it's one of those Muslim slogans you also heard when they went in and they were killing, you know, Israelis and abducting them. Some people there, they left behind red handprints. They damaged, you know, nearby statues, some police cars. I mean, these things always go violent, don't they? I mean, why can't we just protest civilly? Why does it have to turn into destruction? Secret service agents were able to, you know, repel the people from the gates. But, you know, somebody said to me, in fact, it was Patrick A. Lugg, one of my colleagues here. We were talking about this a minute ago. And I said, these things always are violent. I mean, why can't people, George Floyd riots, all these things, why can't we do these things peacefully? And he says, you know, there is a group that does that. I said, who? He said, the pro-life groups, right? How much damage have you seen year after year? Watching, you know, marching on Washington, D.C. or through the streets of America from pro-life groups. None, right? None. So we need to take a lesson. What's one of the common denominators of those pro-life marches? A lot of prayer. And I think that's absent here. There's a lot of anger, a lot of vitriol. So, as I said, the Secret Service agents got him away. Only one arrest was made for vandalizing a statue there. I don't know. I somehow think that if the protesters were of a different political stripe, there would have been a whole lot more arrests, if you know what I mean. But that's just me. You know, I have a friend who is over in Israel. He's a tour guide there. And I communicate to him. I sent him a chat, just ask him how he was doing. And he's he's hanging in there. And he told me about another guy. There was an Israeli guide who I think actually was talking to Fox News, and he says, "Yeah, I don't think these people who are shouting 'Free Palestine' really understand what they stand for, right?" And that's such a great point. I think of Representative Rashida Tlaib, who over the weekend posted a video on X of people shouting, "Free Palestine." They were also chanting, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. And she claimed that's just an aspirational statement. But even her fellow Democrats, they knew that was an anti-Semitic chant, right? That was totally anti-Semitic. I heard one guy, he says, you know, if people understood what they were, you know, the people in Gaza, they don't want Hamas, right? But if you speak out against them, you and your family are killed. You are put to death, right? That's what happens to you. You're put to death. So, of course, no one's going to say anything publicly. And they see these Americans in the streets chanting to free Palestine. They're thinking, you know, we don't want Hamas to win this. There's no love for Israel, but they don't want Hamas to be in power. They want freedom. They want a better way of life. And they realize, I think a lot of Americans don't understand really what they're chanting for. The toll on the war, both on Israel and Gaza side, profound. 10,000 people have been killed. However, that figure has not been confirmed yet. We'll see. I think it came from the ministry run by Hamas. But still, you're talking thousands of lives. Let me share with you right now an update on the war and the current death poll. As of this morning, I'll get that audio for you in a minute. There was an interesting piece that ran, but as Maggie searches for that, Hamas is seeing civilians just completely as expendable. You know, they took these hostages, and they know many are going to die, and they did this to use them as human shields, to place them in their headquarters and, you know, they're bomb-making labs near civilian institutions like mosques and hospitals because they know that Israel, you know, will do whatever they can to limit the killing of civilians. But the problem Israel's army is now facing is that they're going to be entering an urban, you know, landscape where Hamas has been preparing, jumping out of tunnels, and it's going to be a bloodbath on both sides. Let's just pray for peace, okay? Let's just pray that this will come to a peaceful resolution. I saw we had a nuclear sub in the area. It's kind of a warning to Iran. Bottom line is this could become not just regional, it could become far more prolific than that. So I just want to, you know, I want to ask you to continue to pray. That's what I'm doing. That's it. And I'm grateful that God has given us Relevant Radio, where we can call people to prayer, where we can pray on the air, where we can draw others to the awareness that, you know, the human person has an inherent dignity. And the loss of life is tragic. Here's more from Fox Live, giving you an update on the war, current death tolls that are currently mounting.
According to our content partners over there at AP, we do know Israeli forces severed northern Gaza from the rest of the besieged territory ahead of an expected push into the dense confines of Gaza City. Palestinians held a mass funeral today for dozens of people killed in strikes in the south, where Israel has urged people to seek refuge. Troops are expected to enter the city soon, according to Israeli media outlets there on the ground, and we're told militants who have prepared for years are expected to fight street by street using a vast network of tunnels. We are being told by our content partners at the Associated Press that casualties will likely rise on both sides in the month-old war, which has already killed more than 9,700 Palestinians, according to Gaza's health ministry. We also know that some 1,400 Israelis have died, mostly civilians killed in that brutal incursion by Hamas that started the conflict. Both tolls are unprecedented in decades of fighting, according to AP.
Yeah, and it goes on and on. Again, I am concerned where this can end. We've had 2 days of prayer and fasting, and we've had a consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart. There are wars and rumors of war. The Virgin Mary came prior to many of these times, a great trial for the human race. And so often, you know, and I thought about this morning as I was getting up. Am I praying enough? Am I fasting enough? Am I doing enough spiritually to engage in this? Am I offering acts of penance and reparation? And the answer is no. I need to do more. I think we can all do more. If we do, I think God will certainly honor that. One final thing to pray about, too, and I'll take a quick break here. Tomorrow, voters in Ohio are going to go to the polls about issue one. We've talked about that, this proposed constitutional amendment that would bring unlimited abortion to the Buckeye State. Among the problems with it is that it would allow for non-doctors. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm saying this. Non-doctors to perform abortions. You want your daughter going to a non-doctor to perform abortions, your wife, your girlfriend? It's crazy. That's how twisted and dark the mind has become. Right? It would allow girls of any age, with or without their parents' permission. Imagine your 13-year-old daughter who was molested, or somebody who was raped, or somebody who was having sex with her boyfriend outside of marriage a little too early, and they don't want to have that child. You'll never know about it. The doctor will do that to your child. It would also allow kids to get transgender medical procedures done, again, without a parent's position. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance told EWTN Pro-Life Weekly how crucial Ohio One vote will be for the whole pro-life community. And here's what he had to say.
Well, I think, first of all, we have to do everything that we can to make sure that it doesn't pass. I'd encourage everybody in Ohio to vote no on issue one. This is a really, really radical pro-abortion amendment. It's not about reinstituting Roe versus Wade, even though I think it was a good idea to do away with that. It's really about imposing abortion up to the moment of birth on all of Ohioans and forcing taxpayers very often to pay for it. That's not a good deal for the state of Ohio. But most importantly, I just think it's a great moral evil that most Ohioans don't want to sign up for. I think the problem that we have, to be candid, is that the pro-abortion side has been very effective. They've been very well resourced, and they've really sold a story to a lot of voters in Ohio that we have to push back against. Now you ask, what would happen if this were to pass? Well, I think, one, we have to recognize it would be a great tragedy for a lot of unborn babies in the state of Ohio, but we can't let a setback defeat us here.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, I'm going to stay out of it because of our nonprofit status. Let me just tell you, if you're pro-life and you live in Ohio, then you vote no on the issue. If you are pro-death, then you vote yes on the issue, right? So you make the decision. I don't know, you know, what your worldview is, but that's how it all shakes out. All right, I'm going to take a short break here. When we come back, we'll talk more. I just want to ask you to do me a favor today. I'm sitting here in studio with Neil Robbins, and I'll tell you a little bit more about this when we come back. Got a very limited and very special premium for you today. If you enjoy this program and the ability to take a look spiritually at so much of the news that's unfolding, then please help. You know, the fruit of the apostle is huge. Father Rocky will share a little bit more about how God's using us.
The Drew Mariani Show. Connected.
Connected. Relevant Radio.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, head of Relevant Radio. And it's day one of our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive. Help us get off to a great start by giving a financial gift online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. This hour, we have a 100% dollar-for-dollar match. Awesome. I love Christmas and have many Christmas ornaments that I absolutely treasure. Today, during our Join the Family Pledge Drive, for a donation of $20 a month, our gift to you is an olive wood bell nativity Christmas ornament. It's made of authentic Bethlehem olive wood and is a shining star and manger scene telling the eternal story of the Holy Family. The olive wood bell Christmas ornament is only available today for a donation of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. Get yours now before they're gone at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123.
Okay, you heard Father. 877-291-0123. A dollar-for-dollar match right now, this hour. It is a partnership challenge hour here at Relevant Radio. Not every hour is, but this hour is, and you get your money doubled when you give to Relevant Radio. And we really do need your help. We've got a $3 million need to wipe out by the end of the week when Drew wraps up his show on Friday. We've got a long way to go before we hit there. So what part of that $3 million can you help us with? $10, $20, $50? Maybe you can do a larger gift of $500 or $1,000 or $5,000. We need gifts of all sizes, and all of them will be matched dollar for dollar. And your gift is tax deductible as well. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123. And as Father mentioned just a moment ago, we have a very special gift today and today only. and that is for a gift of $20 a month, which comes out to 67 cents a day. Can you help us with 67 cents a day for a great olive wood nativity Christmas ornament? That's our special gift to you. It was made in Bethlehem. It's bell-shaped, and the opening has the nativity scene right in the middle. That is your gift today. That's what we'll give you. That's what we'll send to you at the $20 a month level to Relevant Radio. Join the family right now. Get yours before they're all gone. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at the call screen here. Look, if you can help today, it's a great day to do it. We got a dollar-for-dollar match, and boy, we've got limited numbers. I'm sitting here in front of this ornament. I don't know if you love Christmas. It's one of my favorite holidays. This ornament is available today and today only, and it's all carved out of Hollywood. It's all carved out of top grade olive wood. You know, it's absolutely beautiful. And on the inside of it is a little nativity set. You see Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, and it looks like two little animals, and there's this beautiful star over the top of it. If you love Christmas and you donate to Relevant Radio, what a tremendous gift it'll be. It'll hang on your tree. It'll come from the Holy Land. It'll help those Christians over there that are right now being persecuted and who could use your support. So it's a win-win. You help Relevant, you help the persecuted Christians, and I'll tell you, you celebrate Christmas in a way that it's meant to be celebrated. So please call now if you can. 888, I'm only about to get my in-studio number, 877-291-0123. And Neil, we only have 378 of these, so they're going to go quickly before the end of the show. They'll be gone.
Absolutely. They're going very, very quickly. Give right now at relevantradio.com or the app. If you give online, you're also going to get this pledge drive, a brand new talk from Father Rocky. It's called How to Have a Wonderful Christmas, 10 Ways to Prepare for the Coming of Christ. That's yours when you give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Join the family.
You're listening to Drew Mariani on Relevant Radio. It's a family
affair. Yeah, it is a family affair. I love it. Hey, I want to talk about the family coming up here, too. We're going to be joined by my next guest in a second, but 370 of these remain. Those ornaments. Help Relevant if you can, please. We could use your support today, and we'd be very grateful. And let me tell you what's going on here. I want to talk about another issue that I think is of critical importance right now, the crisis in the church. And you know what it is? It really is a battle for the family. I talk about how family has been under attack, right? Satan, as Sister Lucia de Santos, she mentioned it very clearly, that the final battle would be over both family and marriage. And we see that attack right now, the battle in the womb, the battle on the family. Marriage is a big part of that. So what does it mean? Why are we seeing it? Well, you know, well, I have had folks from the Ruth Institute on here, been dealing with the adult children of divorce, kids growing up without any parents. It's causing them lifelong problems. A lot of different issues. We're seeing people leave marriage today in unprecedented numbers. Cohabitation rates are up. It's wild. A few years ago, Bishop Thomas Olmsted of Phoenix, he wrote an apostolic letter entitled Into the Breach, which exhorted men in particular to be vigilant for their families, right? And so the Knights of Columbus, great organization, they developed a series of videos to help spread that message, and they're now back with a new series. I want to get you connected to it because this will help you, and it'll give you a great perspective of what's happening. It's called Into the Breach, the Mission of the Family, and Damian O'Connor joins me today, Senior Director of Evangelization and Faith Formation at the Knights of Columbus. Check them out at kfc.org/missionofthefamily if you want to see them. We'll try to link over to them on our social media as well. Damian, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Drew. I really appreciate it.
Damian, first of all, I'd love to Bishop Olmsted's, you know, apostolic, you know, letter that he wrote there, you know, entitled Into the Breach. I remember talking about that at length. There's so much wisdom there. What are you guys doing right now with this video series?
Well, again, thank you for having me. The video series, the first video series you mentioned, Into the Breach, was a 12-part series. And honestly, we just felt that God was calling us to do that, to be honest with you. And so we did, and that platform seemed to work very well, about 12 minutes long each video. And we're seeing what you just mentioned. There's a real crisis right now with marriage and families, and we felt called to create another series to really get back to the basics. I think there's so many couples out there that are they really are hungering to have successful marriages and families, and I don't think they know where to start.
No.
And so we're simply trying to get back to the basics.
Yeah, well, this is a beautiful sacrament of matrimony, right? And we see how Satan is twisting it. It impacts not just the man and the wife, right? But we see the ripple effect of this on the children. And then we also see, you know, I think a real abdication today of an understanding what the marriage is all about, and especially men. I mean, cohabitation rates are through the roof right now. How do we correct the problem? We have a short time together today. I'm just curious, what was the solution of the video series? How do we stem the tide of this exodus from marriage and once again reinvigorate or breathe life back into the sacred sacrament and institution?
Sure. I guess it's because I'm a former teacher, I have to say it this way, but I think many people have never even heard or seen in their own lives what the Catholic vision for marriage is or for family life. And maybe we failed them. And so we're trying to get back to that. I think people are struggling and they want some of these answers. And so this video series, and it's five parts, five different topics, and it really helps them to understand there is another way. You know, you're meant to have a life full of joy, and that marriage is a wonderful, beautiful sacrament, and it can completely and will completely change your life, but they've never been introduced to that, Drew, if that makes sense. And so we're trying to, Father McGivney, who founded our order, he didn't want to find men formed in the faith. He wanted to form them in the faith. There's a difference. And so we're really just trying to help them understand there's a much better way, and you maybe have never heard of this before, which to you and I, Drew, may seem strange, but they really haven't. We failed them in many ways.
It's really true. I think prayer is a key part of this. I think this is also a huge spiritual battle. That's for sure. I know Satan hates marriage with an enmity, and I think we need to do all we can to try to get this right. Otherwise, the family is the building block of society, as you know. You know, and when it comes under attack like this, we see society threatened. We only have a couple minutes. Tell me a little bit about who's featured in the series. I know that this isn't your area. Also, I want to talk a little bit about your COAT program, too, because I think it's another wonderful thing you're doing. But what final thoughts on the series here and how people can get to view it?
Sure. The series, again, is at kfc.org/missionofthefamily, as you mentioned. And if I was to sum it up in one word, it's intentionality. It helps us to remember we have to be intentional about living our faith today because we do not live in a Christian culture.
Yeah,
it's not to be negative, but that's the reality. And so we have to be intentional about our prayer lives, what we expose our children to, what comes into our house, who we hang out with, Drew. All of that needs to be intentional. And the series helps get in touch with that.
Hey, you know, when I have a little more time, Damon, I'd love to have you back. Unfortunately, we're in this amended schedule today. This deserves so much more conversation. We'll certainly unpack it. In less than a minute I have, I also want to plug, I know you guys have a COAT program right now, COATs for Kids. Can you share that with us very quickly?
Absolutely. It's one of our major programs called COATs for Kids. And our Supreme Knight, Patrick Kelly, is currently in Denver, Colorado, giving out the 1 millionth COAT. So we've been collaborating with the Archdiocese of Denver and five parishes there as well. We're very, very proud of this, and all glory to God. But it's something that we do locally and around the world to help those in need.
Well, keep up your good work, okay? We're behind you. Check out the Knights of Columbus, please. And if you can help support them, it's kfc.org/missionofthefamily to watch those video series. I'll be back with Neil Robbins. Got a lot more to talk about. Don't go away.
We talk about what really matters, marriage, family, life. You get it right here on Relevant Radio day in and day out. And we are looking for you to help support us here at Relevant Radio. Join the family, relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. We have a dollar for dollar match this hour. Your money's going to go twice as far. No matter how much you give, whether it's $5 or $50 or $500 or $5,000, it all gets matched. It all gets doubled if you get a hold of us right now. And that's at relevantradio.com, the app, or 877 291 1-800-273-0123. Gary just checking in from Evan City, Pennsylvania with a $1,000 gift becoming $2,000. Thanks very much, Gary. A $3 million need to hit by Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. What part of that can you help us with right now? Please pray about it and then give us a call or a jump online, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Drew, these nativity Christmas ornaments are just absolutely beautiful, made of olive wood right in the Holy Land, and we are giving them away at $20 a month here to Relevant Radio. Absolutely beautiful. You've got one over there on your side.
I'm just looking at the box right here. It says genuine grade A olive wood, too. But isn't it cool, Neil? I love it. I love Christmas. And if you love ornaments and you have an ornament collection, this is what you want to have. Your donation, of course, helps Relevant. And what's it do? It gives voice to people like the Knights of Columbus. It gives voice to so many other platforms and organizations that would not have a way to reach other people. So when you support Relevant, you're also supporting the pro-life centers. You're also supporting vocations. You're also supporting the Knights. You're supporting all these groups. One pledge does that. And I just want to ask you personally, please do it today. We've got this special gift. This will not be available tomorrow. There's a dollar-for-dollar match right now. It will not be available throughout the rest of the trip. The rest of the pledge drive.
You're still on pilgrimage.
You know, because I'm holding a piece of olive wood from the Holy Land. I can't even speak right now. And I know how limited. We have 300 and some of these left, and that's it. And I know with this national audience, go quickly. Great gift to somebody you love. So why not call now? 877-291-0123. Your donation's also tax deductible. And plus, you'll be blessed for giving it.
So many people checking in from all across the country, giving at that $20 a month level, including Danielle in Presque Isle, Maine, Anne in San Pedro, California. Thank you for your gift. Laura in Utica, Michigan, Gracie in Turlock, California, and Joan from Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania, all coming in at that $20 a month level. Those Christmas ornaments are going very, very quickly. If you want one, get a hold of us right now during this Partnership Challenge Hour. 877-291-0123 or give online, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Well, it's a little misleading. You know, we're going to get back to some content first. We have to stop every once in a while, if you're just joining me, to ask you for help, because it's the final pledge drive of the year. We're listener supported. That's how we are able to be here for you. So if you can help, it's 877-291-0123. I'll just put a final plug in for this Christmas ornament that Relevant Radio is giving away. It's an olive wood ornament with a nativity scene in it. So go online and you can check it out. But there's limited quantities left, 300 and some of them left. I know it'll go very quickly before the end of the show. So your donation will be matched dollar for dollar, and it's tax deductible. So check it out, okay? Any way you can help, we would be most grateful. Hey, we're just talking about, I was talking to Knights about marriage coming under attack, right? Families coming under attack and what couples can do to fight back. Our society is under attack as a whole, right? And a lot of members of society are buying in the idea that marriage just is not worth it. People have long been concerned about the divorce rates. And I don't know about you. How many people do you know that are living together right now? Right? Are they cohabitating? Are they getting married? I know somebody who's been living together for 8 years and they're still not married. I'm like, what are you doing? I had a cousin actually years ago who dated a girl. Well, they lived together for about 8 years. She finally says, either we get married or it's over. He didn't marry her. 6 months later, he was engaged to a different girl. You talk about what this girl went through, right? I mean, crazy. Marriage rates today are plummeting across the U.S. Census Bureau statistics from last year show that more than a third of people 15 years and older have never been married, right? Back in 1950, that figure was less than a quarter. The stats from the study by Thriving Center of Psychology say, I do not, Gen Z millennials shifting expectations about marriage in 2023. Here are some of the stats to think about. 40% believe that marriage is an outdated tradition. 83% want to get married someday, but 85% don't think marriage is necessary to have a lasting, committed relationship. One final stat, because here's the kicker. Nearly three quarters of these two generations just aren't interested in making a commitment, even though most of them want to. They say they do, but they're just not doing it. I'm joined today by Dr. Brad Wilcox, senior fellow at the Institute for Family Studies, director of the National Marriage Project at the University of Virginia, and author of Get Married. Very simple. He came out with a brand new book, Get Married. Doctor, it's good to have you back. Good afternoon.
Great to be back on the show.
Thank you for all your work. We talk marriage a lot together. We talk, you know, a litany of things with you, but I'm just so surprised. I was looking at a couple different stats before the broadcast today, and they all point to the fact that there's a lack of interest in marriage. Why is that? Is it the divorce culture that has poisoned the next generation? After living in a split home, do young people feel like it's just not worth it? Is it, I don't know what it is. I mean, is it social media? Is it lack of God? What do you see driving this new philosophy, this new way of life?
Yeah, I talk about kind of like a Midas mindset, and obviously thinking of that ancient fable, the King Midas story. And I think kind of there's a way in which social media, you know, our schools, colleges, universities, even parents today are prioritizing, you know, education, work, money, you know, personal freedom over marriage and family. There was a recent Pew poll, for instance, showing that parents today are more worried about their kids' education and professional future than they are having their kids get married. I'm like, you know, people have so short-sighted here. Yeah, no. Like they're going to be, you know, sitting by themselves in the nursing home with no grandkids coming to see them, you know, thinking about, oh, I should have said something about, you know, the importance of finding a spouse and having some children, you know. So there's just a real short-sightedness, I think, out there in the culture.
It's wild. Two in five think marriage is an outdated institution. 85% don't think marriage is necessary to have a fulfilled and committed relationship. Only one in six, where's the other stat I saw? 72%, three in five, here it is, of unmarried couples live together with their partners. This is something I want to talk to you about. Cohabitation, right? You have all this data, and I can go through a whole bunch of stats. I know you have them too. What is it about cohabitation? Why are they not, and I, you know, why don't they think it's necessary to have a sacramental marriage or to get married in a church or under God? Why is the marriage license, you know, the next best option? But most people are saying, I don't even need that. I just want to live together.
Well, we do see, so cohabitation is sort of the pattern for about 75% of young adults today who are, you know, are getting married. So it's kind of the norm for most young adults. But it's still the case that most young adults who are kind of getting together have marriage in mind. So it's not like cohabitation's emerged as like an alternative, but it's often seen as a stepping stone on the road to putting a ring on it. And the problem with that, I would say, is the problem with cohabitation is twofold in part. So the first thing is we do see today that most cohabitations don't end in marriage. And so a lot of people, especially women, to be clear about the data, right, end up investing a lot in a relationship. And there's an expectation implicit often, you know, times on their part that this is going to lead to the, you know, to a wedding, and it doesn't. And there's a lot of heartbreak. So that's, I think, one of the problems that we see is that people can have a kind of a false impression of where this is going to, you know, take them, this cohabitation journey. But the other problem with cohabitation is that particularly when people are kind of what's called sliding versus deciding in their relationship, that is just kind of like, it's convenient, it's where they save on the rent. You know, maybe you think you might get to know this person better and then become more committed to them. So for people who are kind of entering into cohabitation that way, and especially who are having multiple cohabitations prior to marriage, those folks are more likely to have marital problems down the road and to get divorced. So, and this is when I talk to my college students at UVA about kind of cohabitation, this is the most surprising thing to them. They just think, you know, they're used to practicing a lot, right? Whether it's lacrosse, whether it's violin, whether it's, you know, for their studies. And they just assume that you practice before marriage with cohabitation. And it's only after we kind of go through a lot of different research that they realize it's probably not the best way to prepare for a successful and fruitful marriage down the road.
Yeah, no kidding. I saw, I was reading a study somewhere that just talked even about vocations. You know, marriage, family is the building block of society. You know, we are seeing, I'm sure it's impacting our demographics, because if you're not married, you're probably not having as many children, right? You're not as committed. But even, right. even you know, you're probably familiar with that study that was done about vocations. Most vocations they found have come out of, you know, intact families. And you wonder why we're not seeing vocations in the church either. How does all this play on both those planes? One, societally, and in terms of the birth dearth that this country's now seeing, I think we've fallen below replacement rate. And then vocations, because the church is suffering as a result of this as well when vocations are so low.
So we do know when it comes to fertility, yeah, that the decline in marriage is a big part of that story. Married folks have higher fertility rates than unmarried folks. People are obviously more confident to go ahead and have kids when they've got a co-pilot, you know, by their side. So that's pretty clear. Part of our falling fertility here in the U.S. When it comes to vocations, I haven't seen the study you're referencing, but certainly would make sense to me that, you know, young women and young men who've seen their parents, you know, live sacrificially for one another and for, you know, for the family more generally, are more likely to sort of have confidence in that spirit of generosity, you know, that would be undergirding their, you know, willingness to open their lives to a vocation as well.
Yeah, so there were a couple studies. The one I saw, I think the USCCB released its annual findings about the background of men who were being ordained to the priesthood in 2023, and they found the percentage, and I'll quote it here, of ordinance, 92% of them came from what has been traditionally called intact households, one in which, you know, the parents are married. That struck me. Out of all the things I was reading, I thought, it's not just, you know, demographics in the country. The church is going to suffer. When the church suffers, so will we as a result of it. Doctor, what do we do to get it right? What's the solution to this?
Well, I think part of the answer there is just to kind of tell people the truth. And the truth is, kind of at the individual level, we see in my research and the research of others, is that for most of us, nothing better predicts meaning, direction, happiness, you know, than a good marriage and good family. And so if people are kind of orienting their lives to money or to work, they're often in for a rude surprise. So that's one thing I would say. The same thing is just kind of emphasize too, that we have to sort of change the culture and change the laws to be more family friendly. We are working in these family studies on efforts to eliminate what's called the marriage penalty in a lot of our means-tested programs, like Medicaid, for instance. Mm-hmm. What that means practically is that I was having dinner with friends on Saturday night, and I was talking about marriage actually to this group there. And after we were done, the waitress came up to me and she said, you know, I was interested in what you were saying. She said, I'm kind of married.
Wow.
I've got two kids, but actually I'm not legally married, because if I was to legally marry, I would lose access to Medicaid here in Virginia. And so what she was explaining was just the way it's all set up is that if they were to combine their income, she and her husband, who's a cook actually at this restaurant, they won't have access to Medicaid. So there's just a bunch of our programs that are now set up to penalize marriage unintentionally, but nevertheless, they do that, especially for kind of working class couples with kids in this country. And so as we kind of look towards the future, we need to change the policies out there that make marriage less financially attractive to a large swath of our working class, you know, couples across this country.
Well, Doctor, I take a short pause. When we come back, we'll grab a few calls. If you want to get in, as I said, we have an amended schedule. You can join us at 888-914-9149. Share your own view, maybe your own experience. Dr. Brad Wilcox will be with me only for a few moments. I've got to take a short break. When we come back, of course, we'll talk more. Let me just take an opportunity right now to invite Father Rocky back to share a quick thought.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Let's go to Vicki in Chandler, Arizona. Good morning, Vicki. Welcome.
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I want to thank you, first of all, for you and Relevant Radio for this life-changing blessing you have been in my life. I'm a convert, and when I converted, I really didn't know anything, didn't understand anything, and it never sunk in. I kind of fell away again, but then I stumbled upon Relevant Radio 2 years ago, and it has been such a blessing, and I can't even begin to tell you.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported. Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
And you just heard that miracle moment. That is the power of your gift to Relevant Radio. That's what it can do. So join the family right now. We have a dollar-for-dollar match, at least for the next 15 minutes, a dollar-for-dollar match at relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123. Your gift is tax deductible, and we have a very special gift today and today only at the $20 a month level. It's an olive wood nativity Christmas ornament. Check it out online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. It was made in Bethlehem, and it's bell-shaped, and the opening in the middle is the nativity scene. So you can get that right now, a special gift to you, but they are going very quickly. I do want to mention that. Get one at relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123.
A lot of people wait to the end of the pledge drive to give, but this will not be available to you then. Hey, Christmas is right around the corner. I love it. You know, check this out online if you had a chance to see it. It's olive wood, grade A olive wood, with a little nativity scene carved in the center of it. And it really is reflective of what the season is all about. It would make a great Christmas present for your boss, maybe one of your colleagues that you work for. You can support Relevant Radio. You can help us continue to defend marriage and to bring truth and to bring you the chapel of divine mercy and do all those things that are bringing good in the culture. And at the same time, really be given a beautiful gift that somebody will always remember you by. Call right now, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Only 350 of these left. That's it. I know in the next hour, these are going to fly. They're going to go. So don't miss your opportunity to get it. Call right now. Get in now while you can. It's tax deductible, and your gift will be matched dollar for dollar. That's 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
877-291-0123. Talking about marriage and family this hour here on Relevant Radio. And of course, Drew gives you the news and the issues of the day with an eternal perspective, and that you find every day when you tune into the Drew Mariani Show here on Relevant Radio. Show your support for Drew and for this this great ministry of Relevant Radio by jumping online right now, giving at relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Drew, these Christmas ornaments are flying out of here.
Neil, I love them. I think they're cool. You know what? The other thing is, you don't just hang it on the tree. I forgot to mention this. The bottom of it is flat. It's sitting here on my desk or here in the radio studio. So you can put it next to your nightstand or on a table somewhere. Make the pledge. Do it because you love Relevant and because we need a Catholic voice in the culture today. Dial in now, 877-291-0123, or make your pledge online at relevantradio.com.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
That is from a classic movie, right? The Godfather. That's something on a rainy day someday when you're stuck in your house. You can watch that whole series, something else. Really well done. If you're just joining me today, talking about something that Satan hates, something you've got to work on, and if God has blessed you with a good spouse, then thank him for it. We are seeing what was once a very hallowed institution, marriage, right? Something very beautiful. It seems today in our modern culture to have lost its shine, its allure. And we are living in a time where, you know, the transient has taken over the permanent. You know, where commitment is seen as choice rather than a covenant right now. And it's bizarre. What do we do to get it right? The family is the building block of society. Marriage is critical to that. Into new life. I'll take a few calls. My guest today is Dr. Brad Wilcox. He is coming out with a brand new book called Get Married. It's good to have him with us, Doctor. Let's go to Whittier, California. David has been waiting to join us. David, hi. You're on the air with Dr. Wilcox.
How you doing, Drew?
Hey, well, thanks.
How you doing, Doctor?
Hey, Doc.
Hey, I was just calling because I just wanted to make a quick comment. When I speak to a lot of my friends about marriage and the complications and issues and what have you, but the one thing that I have noticed is a lot of the marriages or people that are wanting to get married, my friends or what have you, or people I know, A lot of them, in regards to the ones that are married already, a lot of them, it seems like they're married, but they're still living as single people. And it creates the problems. And yet what's confusing to me is that they don't see how that is going to make problems and struggles in the marriage. And so when I talk to other people who are going to get married and I tell them, look, you have to follow the order and what the word of the Bible says, where the man is the head, the woman is second, and they're equal. They're not one above the other. And when I talk to them about that dynamic, they give me this weird look like, well, no. And I'm sitting there going, well, how do you expect it to work if you're not going to follow what God has put in order already?
David, let me let Dr. Wilcox respond to you. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, what I see in my new book coming out, actually, just for Valentine's Day, called Get Married, is, and this kind of dovetails with what your caller is saying, is that a lot of contemporary couples think that kind of a me-first strategy is the best way to handle married life. And what we see, though, in the research is that a we-first mentality is much more likely to lead to a better spot. And so what I mean, for instance, just to kind of give a concrete example, is when it comes to money, we're hearing a lot of people basically recommending separate checking accounts for couples today, younger couples today. They've got their own careers, all that stuff. But in the research that both I've done and others have done, we find the couples who merge their accounts and have joint accounts are not just more stably married, but they are more happily married. And there's something about kind of just, again, this we first, we before me approach to marriage, financially and otherwise, that tends to correspond to some older perspectives, more traditional perspectives on marriage that are, you know, much more fruitful than ones that kind of stress a more individualistic approach to a relationship.
All right. Judy's in Clifton, New Jersey. Judy, good afternoon. You're on the air. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I just want to make a comment about what the woman said, the poll.
Judy, I'm sorry. You are breaking up terribly. I'm just going to leave you at that. I don't know what the comment was, Doctor, but let me give you final thoughts because I have a moment left for you.
The final thing that I would say is that, I mean, this is maybe good news, is that what we're seeing actually when it comes to things like happiness for adults and doing well in school for kids is that even as marriage loses ground in terms of just the numbers, what we're finding in the research, and this is kind of a paradox, is its value is increasing. So what I mean by that is that when it comes to like college graduation, the benefit of having married parents is greater now than it was, you know, 30 or 40 years ago. When it comes to happiness, the same thing is true for adults. The benefit of happiness vis-a-vis marriage is greater for marrieds today than it was, you know, in say 2000. So for those folks of us who are married or who are aiming to get married, the good news is it seems like this institution, even though it's lost a lot of popularity in the broader culture, is actually more valuable than ever.
Amen. Doctor, thank you for your time today. It's always good to talk with you. Look forward to your new book, Get Married, when that comes out. If you want to learn more about Dr. Brad Wilcox, he is director of the National Marriage Project at the University of Virginia. Doctor, we'll catch up again soon, okay?
Okay, thanks for having me on today.
All right, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy is straight ahead. Should be here in just a few moments. Before we get to that, I just want to put a quick final reminder for you. We are in our final, you know, week of the final pledge drive of the 2023 year. And, you know, I think about the content we cover, like marriage, right? Like family, like life, like the news of the day, like the war, just war, the dignity of the human person, health, finance, all these things. Relevance so important today. I think we need it more than ever. And if I could just make a personal appeal to you before we pray the chaplet, could you help? Could you make a pledge today? There's a dollar-for-dollar match. A strong today will really help us tomorrow. Call right now, 877-291-0123. We also have a really special gift for you, too. I think you'll love it, okay? Tell you about that when I return. Stay with me.
This type of radio, it's very, very unique. Talking about marriage and family, talking about the things that matter most every single day here on Relevant Radio. Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani for the last couple of minutes of the hour. It is a partnership challenge hour, which means if you give to Relevant Radio right now, your gift will be doubled in whatever amount you can help us out with. 877-291-0123. Give online on the app or at relevantradio.com. So many people to thank, a lot of new donors checking in. Michael from Prescott, Arizona, with a $100 gift coming in. That gets doubled to $200. Mary from Arcadia, California, a 365 gift. A dollar a day from Mary, that becomes $720. What can you help us with during this pledge drive? As Drew mentioned a minute ago, it's our final pledge drive of the year. So if you haven't been able to give to Relevant Radio in 2023, hey, get a hold of us right now. We have a special $20 a month gift for you. It is an olive wood. This is beautiful. An olive wood nativity Christmas ornament made in Bethlehem. It's bell-shaped, and right in the middle, right in the opening of the bell shape, is the nativity scene. And as Drew mentioned earlier, it will look absolutely beautiful on a Christmas tree, but it is flat on the bottom, so you can stick it on an end table or maybe a mantle if you like. Get yours right now while they last, and they are going fast. 877-291-0123 is the phone number, or give safe and secure online, relevantradio.com, or on the Relevant Radio app.
Yeah, we're so grateful for everyone's support. Good news, bad news. A lot of people, it's good news, a lot of people want these ornaments. And I thought, what a great premium. What a great way for us to say thank you for your support. Bad news, only about 340 of them are left, so they're going pretty quickly. If you could help, I'll tell you, I'd be really grateful. I'd love to see your phone call right now at 877-291-0123. If you can go online to relevantradio.com or use your mobile app, that's a great way to give, too, because every donation helps us. It helps us keep the chapel on the air and the rosary on the air. It helps us with all the programming you hear, from the wonderful job my colleague Patrick Madrid does and John Morales in the morning, to what Kale and Timmer do after me. And we're really grateful for your support. But you got to call now, okay, because we need you. And we need you in a big time way. We are giving away today and today only. This is a $20 a month premium, but it's well worth it. A beautiful Grade A olive wood ornament. It can hang on your tree. You know, give it to your colleague at work. You know, you think, oh, what am I going to get to my colleague for Christmas, right? What a great gift. They'll remember you every year, right? Beautiful little nativity scene carved out of this piece of olive wood in the shape of a bell. Give it to somebody. Give it to your kids. Get a number of them. It's a great gift, and it's a great way to keep Christ in Christmas. 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com. Use the mobile app. All donations are going to be matched today. We don't always have that. And I'm going to just ask you personally, can you make an act of charity and mercy and make that pledge today?
877-291-0123. Give on the app or at relevantradio.com. And with that energetic music playing in the background, thank you, Maggie. An anonymous donor to Relevant Radio from Iowa City, Iowa. Listening to KOUR affiliate there at 92.7 wow. FM, a $5,000 wow. gift.
Thank That's $10,000
now. Yeah, becomes $10,000.
Thank you very much.
Little momentum for us heading into the Chapel of Divine Mercy. Hey, if wow. you can give five That's or $10,000, we could use it to help us get to that $3 million by the end of the week. Maybe you can't do that much. Consider what you can do, and then get a hold of us at relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123. Again, for $20 a month, the olive wood nativity. You know, you said you said Hollywood a couple of times.
I do. I keep wanting to say Hollywood.
And I know I'm going to slip at some point and say Hollywood instead of olive wood. An olive wood nativity Christmas ornament made right in Bethlehem. And it's yours for $20 a month, but you better get one now before they're all gone. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123.
I'll tell you, it's not too late to get in. You can do it right now. You still got a minute to get in before we pray the chaplet. We'll ask God to bless you. I know he will. God always gives back. You can never, ever outgive him. And I believe that so much. Whatever you give in love, whatever you give for his cause, it comes back one way or the other. Sometimes it's spiritually, sometimes it's financially. I always leave it up to God because he knows what's best. Call now, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com, or use your mobile app. Thank you for whatever you can do.